Southern Illinois' greatest hits, Magic 95.1. It's Magic Mornings with April on your Oh Wow Wednesday. And we've got your first wow coming up 8:35 this morning. We'll do that right after the Smile File. But right now, I have a very special guest in studio. I'm going to be talking with Jessica Bain. Jessica, you're not only a nurse practitioner with Shawnee, is that correct?
That is correct. Yeah, I'm a nurse practitioner over at the Shawnee Health Same Day Clinic in Carbondale.
Wonderful. And you're also a mom.
I am a mom. I am a mom to a two-year-old little boy.
Happy Mother's Week to you.
That's like Mother's Year, in my opinion.
It really
should be. We need all the credit.
Absolutely. You guys should be. And for you, a very unique, although not completely unheard of, situation of having this sort of happen right around the time of the pandemic.
Actually, yeah, that's probably an understatement. I the pandemic happened, my clinic closed, and, you know, like every mother out there, we all stepped up to the plate, and I became a stay-at-home mom overnight. Wow. And I didn't sign up for that by any means. That wasn't what I intended, but that's what you have to do. You kind of take that sacrifice and you just roll with the punches. So,
and
what I did.
You adapted, of course. Mm-hmm. And so now we're wanting to move into a new phase. And I've been hearing a lot, seeing a lot, reading a lot about this is our shot. Mm-hmm. And I thought it would be wonderful to talk to someone in the medical profession to kind of talk a little bit about some things that people may be hearing or may see, especially on social media, that are just not accurate. So yeah. I want to go to an expert. So
Perfect.
Let's talk a little bit about that from, of course, the mom perspective.
Yeah. So I mean, I've told countless people, I had no intentions of getting this vaccine. I was like, it's brand new. This is never happening. What are we thinking? Like most people. And then you get 6 months into a global pandemic, you're going back to work. You're terrified because our numbers are rising. And it was scary. You didn't know what type of exposure you were going to have. And I started doing my research. I started talking to my healthcare providers, people who have expertise in the matter. I wasn't going to social media to get my news. I was going to the source at
Sure.
that point. And I did a lot of research and I realized, you know what, this isn't a brand new vaccine. There's nothing to be scared of. This is something that's been in the works for years. And I can get back to some normalcy. I can protect my son. I can protect my patients. This is a no-brainer. Let's get the vaccine. It's no big deal. I wasn't scared at all. One of the myths that we saw was breastfeeding moms shouldn't get it. It affects your fertility, all of those things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are 30-something providers within Shawnee Health. Every single one of us got that vaccine. Four of them were breastfeeding moms. They all got it. There's research showing that the vaccine is passing immunities on to these newborn babies, which I'm like kind of jealous of. I'm like, I was
right.
still breastfeeding. That means my son would get some immunity.
Absolutely. So, and of course, too, breast milk was a concern as well. That's something that I've seen a lot of people talking about. So
the crazy thing about the breast milk is like the breast milk is in all these studies. They are studying breast milk of COVID moms to see the virus in the breast milk. And so it's passing that along, but they're also studying it to see that the vaccine has somehow magically gotten to the breast milk. They call it liquid gold, but I mean, it truly is liquid gold if you're able to pass those immunities on to our babies. And
sure.
I think that's incredible.
That is absolutely incredible. And there's a lot of great testimonials as part of the This Is Our Shot campaign. A lot of great different professionals from
yeah.
across the board that are coming in and telling their stories about the vaccine, why they got it, and their experiences with it. Can people go and see some of those or maybe find out more information,
yeah. if
Jessica?
If they go to OurShotSI.com, they can go to that website, the Facebook page, and those testimonials are on both of those pages. And then obviously we're all on the radio, so just keep listening because we're sharing them every single day on all of the River Radio sister stations.
And we're so happy to be a part of that. We really are.
I love it.
And so now with Mother's Day coming up this weekend and Mom's Week, as we should celebrate, to the mom who's just a little worried, what would you say to her right now?
This is something I talk to. I have lots of mom friends and, you know, I'm like, why are you waiting? What are you doing? And there truly is so much apprehension out there. And that makes me sad that they've read something that made them scared to do this. But, you know, we take risk every single day,
mm-hmm.
every single day. But with this vaccine, there's 100% chance of survival if you get the vaccine. Survival,
mm-hmm.
100%. And those are the numbers we need to look at. We need to protect our family. We need to protect ourselves. We need to protect our community. And I mean, there's going to be risk in everything we do. And this is one that I'm willing to take that risk. And I encourage all of my mom friends to do those things.
Jessica, we appreciate you coming on the show this morning and sharing your story, because sometimes that might help someone who's just having some of those anxieties. And it's easy to have those anxieties, especially today, right?
100%.
Jessica, thank you so much. And of course, if you want more info on that, we're going to have that posted up at our website. But this is Our Shot is a regional collaboration. So I want to make sure to mention that and let everybody know. So Jessica, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
Appreciate it.